News release. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. To help individuals seeking substance use disorder treatment, SUD, services, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, has added a new resource to MI Bridges, a website where Michigan residents can apply for assistance and benefits and check their case status. A mapping tool initially launched in November to help residents locate licensing and regulatory affairs licensed SUD treatment and recovery locations across the state through a geographic search has now been added as a featured resource on the site. Providers can be searched by zip code, city or county, as well as types of services needed including inpatient, outpatient and medication-assisted treatment, and whether the provider accepts Medicaid. The site has been viewed more than 6,700 times since its launch by 3,369 people. I am proud of the work we have done to expand access to substance use disorder treatment for Michigan families, said Elizabeth Hurdle, MDHHS director. This tool can help residents find treatment and recovery locations across the state to ensure they are connected to the services they need when and where they need them. The MI SUD Locator site is a critical advancement that provides a centralized tool to help our families, loved ones, providers and stakeholder identify the resources available for treatment and intervention across the state, said Greg Toutant, Chief Executive Officer of Great Lakes Recovery Centers, Inc. in the Upper Peninsula. This site plays an important role in streamlining access and information for anyone looking for help and resources. Over the past few years, MDHHS has taken these additional actions to improve access to SUD treatment in Michigan. Transitioned opioid health homes to SUD health homes, added the diagnoses of alcohol use disorder and stimulant use disorder to broaden eligibility for services, and expanded services statewide. Expanded the number of Medicaid SUD providers by removing administrative barriers for providers and offering incentives such as loan repayment to launch or expand services. Worked with physicians to increase the number of buprenorphine prescribers in the state. Launched early intervention treatment and referrals in select federally qualified health centers, rural health clinics and child and adolescent health centers. Improved the system of care for pregnant individuals in northern Michigan by providing support and education for physicians in the Opioid Home Health Network. Supported substance-exposed babies and their families by expanding supports through Rooming In, which allows birthing individuals, caregivers and babies with neonatal abstinence syndrome to stay together during treatment. Collaborated with Michigan Department of Corrections to support peers in parole, probation offices to assist individuals returning from incarceration. Provided more than 20,000 rides for SUD-related services. Transportation has been identified as a barrier in almost every community engagement related to SUD. Partnered with Michigan State Housing Development Authority to expand recovery housing to help meet the statewide demand. This resulted in nearly 100 new recovery beds, prioritizing counties and populations with the highest need. Expanded opioid treatment capacity at 10 Michigan Department of Corrections prisons, which provide medications for opioid use disorder to 884 incarcerated individuals. More information about programming and resources can be found on the SUD Resources website. Information about how the state's Opioid Healing and Recovering Fund is being spent can be found on the Opioid Settlement website.